We are sure by now everyone knows about the Malaysian boy who tweeted that he successfully obtained a scholarship from NASA, and turns out it was far from the truth. Thousands congratulated him, mainstream media reported about him, and even our beloved Prime Minister congratulated him on the achievement. https://twitter.com/mahidanyasin/status/12564778746665792 However, a few hours after his tweet went viral, netizens started to notice that some of his claims might be untrue. From his missing profile on the website to the requirement of the challenge, which clearly stated that one has to be a U.S. citizen or a permanent resident of the country in order to join, all of these pointed to something mischievous. The doubts that arose has prompted Azhar Ali to set his Twitter account to private, which led to more speculation on the matter. Today, the 3rd of May, he has finally gotten back to Twitter and shared his explanation to clarify everything. Simply put, Azhar is claiming that he is a victim of a scam. https://twitter.com/theotherazarl/status/12564722995342921729 He explained that he really participated in the challenge, and him, upon submitting the challenge, received an email claiming that he has been selected. Though, this still raised some eyebrows for us, as we've mentioned earlier, the competition is only for U.S. citizens and permanent residents of the country. So we cannot be 100% sure of this justification of his. https://twitter.com/theotherazarl/status/12564723032175493 He also explained that the email has a link to a portal which supposedly was the first indication of the scam. This is the site that he took the infamous screenshot of, him being a citizen scientist, to be shared on social media. https://twitter.com/theotherazarl/status/1256472306837233664 He also claimed to have received emails allegedly from the National University of Singapore, but without using the NUS domain, which another clear indication that it was actually a scam. Azhar revealed that he had already written to NUS and NASA in regards to the matter, but he is yet to receive any replies. https://twitter.com/theotherazarl/status/12564723105282211186 Azhar pleaded to everyone to stop making any more false statements about the matter, as he is still learning and has received great offers from abroad. He's worried that the issue will jeopardize his future. He stated that this incident is a reminder for everyone to always check for authenticity before sharing anything, and he will not apologize, as he is the victim in this situation. It is a learning experience for everyone, and YB Khairi Jamaluddin perfectly summed up the incident in his reply to Azhar. https://twitter.com/carriage/status/1256796934414594048 Although his explanation is still riddled with inconsistencies, we'll leave it up to netizens to decide whether his claims are truthful or not. Either way, we believe this issue should be left alone as we go about our everyday life. Also read, Malaysian who allegedly won NASA challenge suspiciously switches his Twitter account to private. You have reached the end of this story.